Business Brief, the most widely read business magazine in South Africa, brings you the Business Brief interview of the week.
Welcome back to Contemporary Business, and it's now time for our regular feature, the Business Brief Thought Leadership feature of the week. And we take our thought leadership interviews from the articles which are published every second month in the Business Brief Journal. Business Brief is the number one online and in printed form read magazine here in South Africa. And for that reason, we think that it's a huge influencer within the business community. I was struck by an article written in the latest edition published by Abigail Makubela, who wrote about township revival and the fact that township revivals offer opportunities which really are otherwise unheard of here in South Africa. Abigail, thank you so much for joining me on Contemporary Business.
Thank you so much, Doug. Good evening, good morning to your listeners as well.
So let's talk about your article. Why did you write this article in the first place?
The article was inspired by the NDP, specifically, and the bank's focus in terms of township revival, because we saw opportunities that are unharnessed in the township economy. So therefore, it was important that I explore the topic further and then understand what the difference lies between the developed cities and the township economies, and how do we harness the opportunities that lie in the township space.
What's this thing, Abigail, that you talk about when you talk about the township economy? What is it that you're describing?
The township economy refers to enterprises and markets that are based and operated by the people in the townships. So you'll find that the township economy is very diverse, and it's mainly survivalist SMMEs, and they usually do not go beyond the 3 years, according to the GEM report that was published in 2014. So you'll find that it's small businesses that are mainly made, developed out of the opportunities, and sometimes they are developed because of the need. You find that Abigail became unemployed, and therefore I saw in it that my community needs Abigail to sell potatoes. Therefore, I go to the Joburg City Market and then order up potatoes and then sell on to the market that is readily available in the township.
But from what you're describing, let's call them survivalist businesses, Abigail. They sound very different to what it is that the president has mentioned in his economic stimulus launch, which he did a couple of weeks ago. I mean, are they the same people? Is it the same kind of businesses when the president says we want to focus on, you know, I think he said between 6 or 9 different hubs of township infrastructural development and SME development in particular? Is he talking about your kind of businesses that you're describing, or is he talking about more creating a, if you want, a CBD within each of these township areas?
So you'll find that the seed starts from being a survivalist, and then you grow on to be a small business. And from the small business, that's where the president's strategy is focused on, in terms of how do we harness the small survivalists and build them to be small business that become big businesses one day. So you'll find a tire operator will start maybe servicing maybe 2 to 3 cars, and then as he progresses on, he becomes a bigger business, and then he maybe acquires a franchise model like a car service city, for example, or a HiQ, for example. So it starts from the survivalist, and then it progresses in stages to become where the client once aims to be at.
I'm very interested in your article. You talk about the franchise model, and it's very interesting to read what you've got to say in it. For a survivalist business to move to the stage where they're ready to become a franchisee requires a significant amount of not just capital investment, but a significant amount of skill in terms of resource management, financial resources, people management, product management, etc. How are these survivalist businesses currently supposed to be getting those skills, or where are they getting those skills from, if at all? Because I was very interested in what you said a little while ago, where you said that these businesses have a shelf life of about 3 years, after which they stop surviving. So where is that developmental phase If it's not already there, why isn't it there? And where is it supposed to be coming in to ensure that these businesses move on to grow into franchises and don't, after 3 years, just disappear?
So you'll find the government has done quite a bit in terms of capacitating, in terms of training. So you'll find, for example, here in Gauteng, you've got your SIDA centers, where you'll find business people are invited to seminars that go for financial management, where they are trained. For example, in Four Ways, there's a hub, innovation hub, where people from the surrounding areas can go there for scheduled sessions with professionals who will then engage them in terms of how do you manage your existing business and then grow to become a bigger business. So the government has done quite a bit in terms of that. And also with ABSA, we used to have enterprise development centers that were in 9 provinces. And we've capacitated down to the 3 metros due to lack of interest in the township. You'll find that township people are sometimes reluctant to go for these things and really think, do I really need this? Because I'm already running my business, it's successful. Do I really need a professional to teach me how to run my own business? So you'll find we have scaled down to 3 metros and offer training for financial management, marketing management, operations management, the technicality of running a business. And the government is still continuing investing in terms of the innovation hubs that are in the different provinces, where they capacitate training of and upskilling of the small businesses. And the Small Business Development as well ministry is also doing that in their different workshops that they have countrywide in terms of imbizos and all that, where they call communities to go. Maybe they go to your Val area and then they say it's an open day where you find information for starting a business. How do you find a business? What kind of government grants are available to fund your existing business or new business?
Who is Abigail Makubela?
Abigail Makubela is an entrepreneur in my personal space, and currently I'm employed by ABSA doing business development for services sector within the franchise space.
So Abigail, the reason I'm asking is this. Surely what I'm hearing you say is this, that the survivalist business is so much in a mindset where it's really day to day, it's getting enough just to cover costs and maybe make a little bit of profit, that these people are really not, their development for something down the road is not a priority. It's not something they see as a necessity to participate in. There's a little bit, I suppose, of the ego, which might say that they get insulted by the suggestion that they need training because, as you say, they're running their own businesses already. Are we talking about the same person who is going to establish a business, grow it into a franchise, possibly become a supplier in the procurement chain that companies so desperately need for triple BE purposes out there? Are we talking about the same person, or in fact, are they two completely different people? Is it the case where maybe we have to turn our backs on the survivalist entrepreneurs out there and almost create a whole new group of entrepreneurs in these township areas who choose to be there even though they could be trading from the Joburg CBD or from Sandton or from Edenvale, etc., but they choose rather to trade from a Soweto or an Alexander, etc., or a Vosloorus? And I know it's a terrible thing what I'm trying to say, but I suppose my question is this. Can you save the role of the survivalist entrepreneur in what it is the president has as a vision for the township areas, or not?
You'll find that the survivalist will have 2 different goals. So the main idea is to turn for those who are looking at opportunity and not just surviving for the sake of surviving. Those ones, really, even if you gave them the Harvard training, they won't be interested in that type of training. But we need to harness those ones who are hungry for success, hungry to do more, hungry to go out there and create something that will change and give the right context of change within their community. Because if you look at a survivalist who's just interested in himself or herself, then you are missing the point. Because the turning point will be when a survivalist turns a project into a multi-billion project which impacts many communities, many lives, and have an impact on a national level or even an international level for that matter.
Abigail Makubela, it's absolutely fascinating having chatted to you, and I want to chat to you again in the future about this, because I think that the truth is somewhere between what I'm talking about and what you've just said. And I think you said it, that there are two kinds of survivalist entrepreneurs out there. And the one is worth saving and the other is necessary, but really will not ever benefit from what it is we're trying to do, to the extent that we have to spend resources which might become wasted resources. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here on Contemporary Business. Thank you so much for coming onto the Business Brief interview.
Great talking to you, Ivan. Thank you so much.